In fact, what the magistrate has ruled and directed is that the chief's decision is void. It's invalid. It's as if it was never there for the various reasons that he mentions in the judgment, which include the fact that the chief has no powers to be issuing decisions of any kind over and concerning the prime minister.
We understand that the chief had threatened to attach the prime minister's property this week. So what was his response?
In fact, for what the court has said, if the chief should, and I hope he doesn't, make the mistake of attempting to attach anything, he risks being arrested himself. Because simply put, you don't run around with fake orders or fake powers to try to attach people's property. He runs the serious risk that he will be prosecuted.
Was the chief in court?
No. In fact, nobody went to court at all. The procedure with regards to the processes that chiefs do is that if something is wrong, one just needs to notify a magistrate in the area. And the magistrate investigates the matter and corrects the chief. That's what happened. I simply wrote to the magistrate there to say there is a chief who has issued what he believes to be an order and could you put things right. And the magistrate has written back with a copy to the chief to say what you have done is invalid. So it's the process by which chiefs are supervised that has set aside the result.
But what had changed? Because in late January, early this year, the magistrate court had actually ordered the prime minister to pay the fine. So what changed?
Well, it was in the papers that is what has happened. Remember, in all of this, the prime minister and or us, we as his representatives, just get to know about these things through the paper. So I can't say whether the magistrate court had at any time ordered that the judgment is valid. The only formal communication we've ever received is this communication from the Magistrates Court Bindura advising us that the decision is not valid.
When did you receive this formal communication?
Thursday of last week.